two of the holiday homicides. However, information reaching our newsroom indicated that the third incident occurred during the early morning hours Tuesday, which left another male dead. Let's rewind to Sunday, where an 18-year-old boy lost his life in a stabbing incident. Police say while in the area of Queen Elizabeth Sports Center, an 18-year-old Pinewood Gardens man identified as Richard Bremer was traveling in a 1994 Honda Prelude when his car hit a 31-year-old man from Wilson Track. As a result of that incident, a group of men then attacked the driver, who was stabbed multiple times in the chest. Police say he was transported to hospital, where he died a short time later. Police are questioning a 21-year-old suspect in connection with this incident and continue to follow significant leads. And then homicide 18 was recorded on Easter Monday. Police received a report around 8 a.m. of a man lying unresponsively in a Sentra vehicle through Walton Street. Upon arrival, officers saw the victim, who had sustained a gunshot injury to the neck. EMS were contacted and pronounced the victim dead. He has been identified as 32-year-old Edward George Emmanuel. Police say they are not sure of the motive for this incident and have launched an intensive investigation into this homicide. And then homicide 19 reportedly took place during the early morning hours today at the Sandtrap restaurant and bar located just off of West Bay Street. Now, according to police reports, around 12 a.m. on Tuesday, a group of men were involved in an argument while in the area of West Bay Street. Shots were fired from a weapon hitting a 27-year-old man from Nassau Village multiple times about the body. The victim was transported to hospital, where he passed a short time later. A female who was in the vicinity received graze wounds and was also taken to hospital for treatment, where she was treated and discharged. Shortly after the shooting took place, a dark, thick-built man who stood at about 5'2" was leaving the area in a white Honda Accord, traveling through St. Albans Drive. Police have launched an intensive investigation into that latest homicide. And the fire department